So the guards went to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed." Nicodemus, one of their members who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Into our modern technology-driven experiences, Scripture often introduces stories with unfamiliar components: shepherds, sheep, oil lamps, and so forth. But today provides us an account that, with a few word changes, could very well be a description of our own place and time. Those with power are trying to dictate what is true, and when challenged, undermine the work of the Spirit by questioning value, worth, and dignity of the messengers. As it was then, so it is now. The Pharisees, the privileged, the powerful, the rule makers, cannot stand to believe a Galilean prophet. A prophet from Galilee, imagine. What an unimportant backwater. Certainly nothing good can come from there. After all, we don't come from there. It's ugly confirmation bias, plain as day. We too cling to our power by boxing the Spirit into our predetermined notions of worthiness, honor, and privilege. We convince ourselves that the Spirit must necessarily play by our rules and preferences. After all, we are the righteous, aren't we? Who are the Galileans in our minds? The people we could not possibly think are prophets. "Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee, or is a woman, or black, Asian, poor, gay, young, trans." Unfortunately, the list goes on. The good news is the Spirit is still speaking in our time. The bad news for some of us is we can't control what she is saying or through whom she speaks and works. "Never before has anyone spoken like this," the guards say. Isn't that the truth? But are we listening?
Guidance for my destiny, Lord.